Talk Radio.
That we serve
the Creator, and we are here for a test. That's why he made us in the first time. That's why we live for the test, and the test is over with when we pass to the other side. So we thank you for allowing us to come on tonight and to come into your home. Those who come here to listen and learn, this is called the Message of Concern Show, a message of concern to the human family and how the human family can get rid of racism and hatred and bitterness against each other. This show coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who is the sponsor of this beautiful show. I am a co-host worker here at this show. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar, and also my wife, Dahir Akbar. And we are from Decatur, Georgia. And our brother, Suja Muhammad, is out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He also is a co-host worker here. And his wife, Quran Muhammad. And we have also, when everything is going right, we have Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. We have him as one of the sending cohort workers also. And for the Imam of this show, we have Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah of this show, of this Bach Talk radio station. So we thank them all. We're here tonight to not to entertain you, but to bring some clarity and some truth that is coming from the Quran, is coming from the Bible, is coming from the world that we all live in, and to make this world a better place so we all can enjoy this world. And only the truth can set us free to do that. So we greet you again in the greeting of all of the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. There's no better greetings in the world than that. I am seen one or heard one. No better than may God peace be upon all of us. There's no greeting better than that. And we also like to start our talk off with a prayer. This prayer is called Al-Fatiha. It is the beginning of our Al-Quran. It is the first ayat of the Al-Quran. And by itself, this is one ayat by itself. One surah by itself, I'm sorry. So we like to open our talk up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. First we say it in the Arabic language, then we say it in the English translation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wa lad-dallin. English translation. We seek protection from Allah from the rejected enemy Satan. With the name of God, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone do we worship
and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath was brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. Greet you again in the greatest greeting of all the greeting in the world, in the universe. Wherever they find people, that would be the, still be the greatest greeting of all the greeting that man can come into, and that greeting the people in God peace. May God peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We welcome you again to the Block Talk Radio Station. Our subject is to remove all racial image, and that is from the first part of this talk. Second part is to add that along with making jobs, bringing about income, so we can build the world that we want to live in. It takes fair trade, it takes money. And we can talk all day long, and we're not talking about after that going to our own business or making our own business or creating a business or open school for our most precious gift is our children. Then we're really spinning our wheel. We're not going very far. So we got to talk about income. After all the races are gone, we'll be gone because we don't have no income. We don't have no job. And that is one thing that even Satan has on us, is jobs. Once a man said, there was a man, the man was, it was two men. One man was good and kind and nice to everybody. Everybody, you can find nobody who didn't like or didn't appreciate this man. The other man was a scum, a mean, evil, and corrupt person. He was corrupt. But the man that was a good man, oh, he's nice, his morals up, he kept his home clean, family intact. He was always cleaning up or doing making, but he didn't have no job to give nobody. The other man, the mean man, the ugly man, the disrespectful man, he had work and job security and had pay you a good salary and know you come to work, you had a job, and he paid you good. This was the kind of man but he was morally corrupt. He didn't have no respect for human life. He treated people badly. But he had jobs for the people. Guess who the people love the most? Huh? Guess who the people respect the most? They respect the man that made sure they had bread on their table. They love the man who couldn't do nothing but be nice. They love him, but he had nothing to add with that. He had nothing to surpass the evil man. He had nothing to compete with him. So that's what the problem we have today. People got morals, they pray, but they ain't got no way to make no living. They got nowhere to take care of the baby. They got to go to the very man that has all the evil and mean and crooked and corrupt. He got to go to him for a job. So we are trying to reverse that. We're trying to reverse that trend, that the man who have morals Let him make jobs. Let him make family life better. Let him start on a road to protect the poor life, the industrial life, the business life, all life. Let him, so we pushing that man. And that's what we're going to have if we're going to have peace on this earth. That's having anybody and loving anybody, then we deserve an evil man like Donald Trump or any other of these people. But we have to have decent people. So we all, at the end of at 8 o'clock, we switch over and also talk about this enemy, but we also talk about how we can get some money, how we can make jobs for our female, for our males and our male and female, our human family. So this is what we are barking on. Community life, that we have community life screeched with our names on it. Building that reflect our ideas and our principles. Then when we get those things, planes and ships out there in the water fishing for us, planes out in the sky delivering our goods, they're like Amazon. When we get that, and when we get our own neighborhood, when the prayer of Dan is called, you can hear it through the neighborhood, then we have arrived, and then we have a community that not only we have somewhere to lay our heads, we have a place that we can call truly home. Until we get that, we just got somewhere to lay our heads. We just got somewhere to think that we have responsibility. As long as the law is not working for you and to protect you, then that law is getting ready to work against you. And as long as in the power of evil people, this is what you face with. You face with all this uncertainty. So till we get control of our neighborhood with peaceful people, but protecting and serving our neighborhood, they have our interests and at heart. We just living in a zone, and every day and every morning we wake up and we leave our home, we are really have to be blessed to get back there, because all the evil forces around us, and we see them every day on the internet. So, and we know 80% of this stuff is against African-American people, because we make 90% of the prison, we're a population, maybe more. And all these prisons that come in open, the new prison that ran by a private citizen, and I understand that these prisons only that they have to pay feed you twice a day, and you be needing five times a day and six times, and you go in that place, you only eat one or two times, then your system has to change with that system. So we working to change all of that. The sincere believer, because Allah don't want us to be oppressed. He does not like oppressors. And we've been living, and we live under of some oppressors. And we want to get out from under them. And the only way we had to get out from under them, that we had to take control of the town and the neighborhood that we live in with the businesses. Businesses mean power. Power means that you are paying somebody to speak out and speak up for you. And that's what they got to set up. You got to have lawyers to speak up and speak out against you and speak for you. This is how they have set this thing up. You can't speak against yourself, but for yourself. If you do, they're going to crucify you in the courtroom. So this Block Talk radio station is reminding us that what racism is doing, that's on the surface, in underneath and deep down, what racism is doing, and they're doing, especially for the people that got brown and dark skin, and it's done by evil people. We must stop calling them evil people, white, we must tell them the truth. They are the real black, and they are the real evil. They are the real terrorists. We have to tell them that and pray that they change. We have to put the light on and turn the light on and bring the truth out. And Jesus said, know he the truth, and the truth will set us all free. We want to be free. I know I want to be free. I don't want to live in a neighborhood that's like a wild, wild west, and it's no morals growing up. That's why I stopped looking at cowboy pictures. They always show that these people got morals. I've been looking for these kind of people all my life, them cowboy pictures. And I've been looking at these people when I look at Superman and other pictures. Father knows best. I'm looking for these decent, honest, Christian-like people, and I have yet to see one. Let now see my father and my mother, the people like who growed up with them, who wouldn't steal a nickel, wouldn't take nothing, who worked hard and still told that if they work hard, they will get ahead, and they work hard, and they hold them back. The one who was telling them, work hard, you'll get ahead. They were telling you, work hard for me, and I might throw you something extra. That's all they were saying. That's all they did. So we here tonight to rid ourselves of this evil with the help of Allah, with the life example of Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. May God, peace, and blessing forever be upon Prophet Muhammad and what he said and what he did and what he left us. He left us the final revelation. And we have that final revelation and have Quran. So we pray that what we are here tonight to say and what we accomplish tonight will be accomplishment for the whole of humanity. Because for any good and all good come from Allah. And all good go back to Allah for decision. So we thank Allah for blessing us and giving us the word Muslim. A human being, he said he created. And you look at what a human being classification supposed to be. He's upright, he's decent, he's honest. He's following the pattern that Allah has set. Getting married, being a good father, being a good mother, being a good son and daughter, being a good neighbor, being a good worker. Being all the good things that God want him to be or want her to be. So that's what we're working for, 100% freedom of the good choices that we have opportunity to make under that. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to look in the queue and see who wants to come in and wants to continue this talk that we have. And we're going to turn their mics on, and we're going to get busy working on these problems that we have that we incurred when we became human beings by people who supposed to be human beings but have not yet made it. They dress and talk, and they look presentable, but in their character and in their behavior is one of the worst monsters that you can meet. Especially when they got the law on their side. So we're here to defeat that. And that's what they call the scheme of Satan. We're here to defeat that scheme. So we are looking in the queue, and we're looking for someone who wants to come in and be speaking on their point of view. We don't tell no one on what to say or how to say it. Just don't curse. They keep it plain. And don't make enemies, say something to the right. If there's anyone who wants to say anything, all you've got to do is mash one, and we'll see you in the queue. And on your phone, we'll mash one, and that will bring you into the queue, and we will cut your mic on, and you can go and share what you see in your daily life or what you see, since you've been on this earth, that can make this world a better world for all of us to live in. Because Allah told us we are all of the children of Adam. And why is the children of Adam not getting along? Because Satan done gave us weapons to use against each other. And that weapon is racism. That weapon is calling each other by colors that we don't have. Allah said we are human beings. And we are the best raised up when we follow the revelation that God has sent us. So anyone who wants to come in, match one on their phone, and we will see you in the queue, and we'll cut your mic on, and we'll let you get busy sharing what you have, what you done discovered during your life here on this earth that God has planted us all on. And all of us got something to say, because we all have seen something. We all been in a school. We all been on the streets. So we all seen something. We all heard something. And we have, especially if we have read the Quran and the Bible, then we all got something to say. And we should say it and thank Allah for blessing us with a mouth to talk and ears to hear and the courage to speak out or speak up for what we have seen and heard. Allah said, if he protect you, then the whole world can come at you and they can do you no harm. Allah says, if he's against you, then you have no protection, none so whatever. You are at your own risk. So we know that you're here tonight. If you're looking for something and you want to say what you're about, think about what you're looking for, then we're going to bring you in. Can you match one on your telephone and we will bring you on in and let you share your information with all that's in the queue right now. And those who want to speak up in the queue, please match one. And we will see your mic on. And we will enjoy having you come on. And we appreciate whatever you say of good. If you say all good, come from Allah. So anything you say of good, we say all praise is due to Allah. And not you or not me, but all credit and all praise go back to the one who created us and planted us here on this earth to test us. That what all praises do. And we know how they have lied on our good brother Christ Jesus. They say Christ Jesus is the Son of God. That means he was born from Mary. That means Mary is older than God. So all this lies that have given to us that we some of us keep passing on. Christopher Columbus discovered America. That's another lie they have told us and put in the book that gave us to keep sharing that lie with each other. Christopher Columbus came here in this country and found there was Muslim and other people of other ethnic group, and they hid that all by not putting it in a book. And they took and wrote what they thought needed to be said to make themselves look good. And that's what they put in the book, that people they found here were savages. Now, listen to this. If the people they found here were savages, you think some savages would allow you to come on their land and take it? No, they were some hard-working, decent people that you made look like savages. And that has been your forte. Your forte is to take the good people and make them look bad and take their eyes off you, and that's what they did. Like you, somebody in a bush, and they throw a rock over to the to another area to get you to look in that area, and these people have been excellent in doing that, make you see things that they want you to see. They want to see you. They want you to see yourself as the troublemaker, as the evil person, see yourself as the problem child. And they want to let you think that when they brought you here, they did you a favor. When they brought you out of Africa, that you would run around with a knocking on your body. That ain't nothing but that ain't far from the truth. That ain't nothing that I want you to hate your Arab brothers or your African brothers. They said they sold you into slavery. But who funded the ship that brought those people over there and brought them back? It was the so-called Jewish people. And this is a fact. This is history. They can't keep all this truth hidden. But they keep the lies. They keep so many lies in our face that we don't, some of us don't even want to look at the truth. That's, the people right now is living off the lies. Santa Claus, where Jesus take a back seat. They're not celebrating Jesus' birthday. They don't even hardly call Jesus' name. They said they celebrating Jesus' birthday, but they got all these pagan ideas with the so-called Christ birthday, huh? Of Santa Claus, reindeer, huh? Giving presents, not just somebody giving somebody some pots and pans and some dishes, but giving cars and fur coat, huh? Giving these expensive items. Like this is celebrating a really occasion when the Christ was born. It ain't number trickery in the thing they gonna be doing and the food they gonna be eating. How can somebody say they celebrating a decent and an honest prophet birth and they gonna be eating hog and drinking liquor and smoking reefer, telling lies? They gonna be more fornication and more problem with people because somebody got it. He married. He got it by his girlfriend or something. So they gonna cause a problem. So all these problems around this time, all these things happen. So many people get killed for drunk driving and all the other things that this day brings about that they don't even want to point out. And then they're going to tell you to have a white Christmas. Why is a white Christmas? Snow. They said our best Christmas is a white Christmas full of snow. And we know snow will kill you. Snow will give you a bad cold. Snow will cause you not to be able to drive and go to work. And then they said this man come on the sleigh, riding the sleigh, taking toys all over the world, to every house, to every child, and all these lies are told, and ain't nobody making no effort to get rid of us but the Muslim. But they want to point out the Muslim is the grim. They the troublemakers. They the one cause all these problems. This is what they want to say. And that's what they were saying, Christ could come back. And that's what they did. They killed a good man, nailed him to the cross because he spoke the truth, put him in jail. The same way they do us, put you in jail, you ain't guilty of nothing, and put you in there, and may like you got a choice of a good lawyer, and give you a lawyer called a public defender who bring the rope to help hang you with, and bring you the more problems to help you get more time, and they bring him in and talking about the state is paying for you a lawyer. This is what they call justice. It ain't no, we ain't getting no justice, huh? We used to be some good people. We wouldn't steal. We wouldn't rob nothing. But they brought this drugs in our neighborhood and dropped them off and then told our people they have no job. Then they told them that they want some money and use some drugs, sell these drugs and get you a lot of money in your pocket. And they showed drug dealers and glorified them as having big pockets and big money. Don't you know our people are attracted to that? Our children are attracted to that? So we can see the evil and the danger, but when are we going to stand up against that? So tonight, I'm going to want to turn this over to someone else in the queue. I see the other co-host worker, Suja, in the queue, but he ain't put his mic on. So I hate to put him on the spot, but he shares in this great talk that we're having tonight. And I got to say, Suja, you going to turn your mic on? I'm putting you on the spot. There you go. throwed his hand up. Now I can bring him in. Like, and I know he's just sitting there, and he got enjoying drinking coffee and whatever. But he shares in this Brock Talk radio station, so I'm gonna bring him out, get him off, put that coffee down, and those donuts, and bring him in here. Suja Muhammad, Assalamu Alaikum. Assalamu Alaikum.
Unmute your phone.
Unmute your phone. Assalamu Alaikum. Assalamu Alaikum, Brother Suja.
What I can ask the lamb? Alhamdulillah.
Allah Akbar. What, they trying to keep you out of the queue? I did not see your hand.
No, she just not baked one of those cakes.
Oh, okay.
With lemon.
You know? Yeah, I know you make them cakes and them sandwiches. I know you get good at that. And yeah. That barbecue chicken and them beans. So, okay, then. Well, you got it now. You got something else to do now. And can you hold off on that? And come on, let's go to work. We got evil lurking in America. And I think a lot of chose all of us to get rid of it. So you got it, my dear brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I ain't going to laugh. I'm going to put this last piece of cake in my mouth. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With a last name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and I bear witness that there's only one creator. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of a prophet, a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. He's a human being just like you and I. Excuse me. You got sprang on a little bit. So he was a human being. And I bear witness that Christ Jesus and Abraham, Moses, Lot, all of them was human beings that walked the street and ate food, you know, and took on opposition and fought. They were soldiers. They didn't try to sweet talk nobody. You know, they came to him with the naked truth. And if they didn't accept that truth, then they had to face the wrath of Allah. And Allah's wrath is mighty powerful. I was looking at the people on television. People there in Kentucky trying to look sad. You know, looking like the world was been taken from them. You know, and I know I can imagine that type of wrath that Allah brought down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I be want to bear witness. I be want to testify. You know, I first thing I'd do if I was a Caucasian, I'd get on the television. I said, "Look, they lying on me. I'm not God. I'm not Jesus. I'm not the Son of God." You know, I'll be bearing witness on the television, telling the truth, bringing the people the truth, you know. And that if they don't stop lying on us, I know the wrath of Allah is going to come on us the most.
Allah Akbar.
You know, so, if you don't feel God, then something wrong with you. You know, if you think you can get away with bluffing people and lying to people, and that God is not gonna show you up, well, just keep it up. Keep it up. Just keep it up.
Yes, sir.
Let's keep it up. You know, I mean, it's not hurting me. You're not hurting me.
Oh, Wagba.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. Praise be to Allah. And I can get along with the little stuff that I got right now. You know, I got my promise is for later on. You know, Allah is saying that he got something to give us that no eyes have never seen. No ears have never heard. He got some promise for the believer. You know. So I'm going to keep on believing. I'm going to keep on stepping. I'm going to keep on bearing witness that there is no God but Allah. And that God don't have a son. That God is not anything out of creation. There's nothing in creation is like God. You know, he's completely different. You know, and he is the one that I give my worship to. He's the one that I pray to, asking for his forgiveness for my sin. No, nothing else. Nothing else. If something happened like it happened there in Virginia, in Kentucky, I would want to have the real God to pray to. I wouldn't want to be getting up in front of no phony God. And God done tore up my car and knocked down my home and my business is gone. I would want a real God to pray to. That's real. If all that happened to me and I had to go to a false God, I know that I done lost out. It's over with me. You know. I know that. So these people realize the truth. What they're hoping on right now is that their partners come together, you know, and bring and follow through and live up to what they done claim to united in. You know, that they are able to put their houses, their homes and their cars and their wealth back together. You know. That's what they're hoping for. You know, and it ain't gonna happen. It ain't going to happen, brothers and sisters. Think about that. It's not going to happen. They're not going to live like they used to live. That's over with. So I bear witness that there is only one creator, and that the creator that we are bearing witness to is the genuine, real creator. He's the real creator. He's the one that does prayer and reverence. You know, I don't have to be phony dealing with Allah. I don't even have to talk phony. I don't have to act phony because I know God is real. I believe he's real. You know, I pray that God bless me and bless my children and forgive them for their sins and forgive me for mine. You know, and all my brothers and sisters who are believers, Allah forgive them for their sin and bless them. You know, I pray that God show the world that real, that all this talking, all this preaching that we are doing, that Allah show the world that we was teaching the truth and that we came and stood up while everybody stayed at home. You know. I believe he's going to do that. I truly believe that in the end, we're going to be the winners. He already told us that. He said, you already done won. That's what God told us. He said, the believer already done won. you know. So we just got to, you know, got to eat every day and sleep every day and say our prayers and just relax. Just relax. Wait till the next show come on so we can talk some more. That's it. That's it, brothers and sisters. You know, let's keep doing our job. Let's keep on staying strong. You know, that these people don't have nothing. They have nothing. They want to argue with you. They hope that they can make you upset and deceive you. That's what they hope, that they can deceive you. But they can't deceive us today, brothers and sisters. You know, we got hope, and we know that Allah is God, and he has no partners, and he has no equal, you know. So all praises is due to Allah. I feel good. You know, all those things that I might want, you know, I might not be able to have them right now. You know, all those things I want to happen, you know, and I'm asking Allah for, Allah knows best. He knows better than I do. You know, he know the right time to manifest these things, to show the world that we are asking for the right thing. You see? So we just can cruise on in and don't worry about a thing. You know, just keep on letting people know that this Caucasian man is in trouble. He's in real trouble, brothers and sisters. He's in real trouble, you know. And I was just looking at some of the things that they have. All these people that I know is gay. I'm talking men that played strong role on television. I can't think of his name. This guy played a strong cowboy role, and he's sitting up there with his partner, with another gay man, another man. I said, ain't this a shame? And this news announcer, this guy that was a football player, Michael somebody, out of New York there, with that gap teeth in his mouth, and he played football. They showed him with his partner, his male partner. I said, ain't this something? And this sister, this big old dark-skinned sister that plays on that last Coming to America, the mama that had the son while he was in New York. He had a son, but he had a son by her, and she was the mama. She's a person that tells jokes all the time. She got her partner, another woman, and they've been married for 5 years.
Wow.
5. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. This sister talks. She talks all sharp and funny, and big old dark-skinned sister. And talk a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of stuff. She's a big old gay woman.
Played on the Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's the one. I said, this is amazing. All of them is just exposing themselves. They're coming out of the closet. And you know that young brother on the news that from New Orleans, I can't think of his name. Huh?
Lennon.
Yeah, Lennon. He got his partner. He's been married to for years. Young boy.
Yep.
Got his partner.
His grandmother.
All these days. Huh?
His grandmother's Caucasian.
So it's coming out the closet. And these people, it's openly gay.
Sure.
They think it's all right. They think it's safe.
Sure do.
They think it's safe now. I mean, for them to show and reveal themselves like that, you know, it's pivot. It's another guy. I can't think of his name. It's so many of them. It's so many of them, and I imagine I know that a whole lot of them is still standing in the closet. You know, that haven't came out yet. These are just some of the brave ones. Don't think that they're gonna rise. That is okay. You know, it's a legitimate now. You know. Yeah. So that's where we at right now. We at a time where everything gonna be seen. It's gonna be shocking for us to see people that we know doing what they are doing. You know, homosexuals.
Everything out in the open.
Yeah,
nothing
they're coming out in the open with it. You know. And don't mind letting people know that they are lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching you a lie. There's so many preachers.
Wow.
There's so many preachers out there know the truth now, but they don't mind, you know, lying to you, and the people know that they are lying.
Yeah.
They don't mind no more. You know, so it's coming to a point where the people, the masses of the people, are gonna have to show up, be ready to make a decision. They gonna have to make a decision because the truth gonna be way out there. You know, and they ain't not gonna be able to lie before God. They gonna know the truth. You know, but as Bob said, if they want to be set free, they go have to seize that opportunity, and stand up, and cut loose those images that they have, that false worship that they are doing, you know, because many of them is, I seen Little Richard got on television. Oh man, he got on television with the pastor, and the pastor and his wife, and Little Richard's supposed to have been a witness bearer for Christianity, a witness bearer for Jesus.
Yeah, before he passed.
And you don't know. Huh?
Yeah, before he passed away.
Have he passed away, Little Richard?
Yeah,
he passed. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I know he in hell.
With the old mother church.
I thought he was still alive.
No,
he in hell right now. He in hell.
Wow.
He in hell. Because he was bad witness to Jesus.
Yeah, he did.
He was lying to the peoples backwards and forward. You know.
No.
And trying to tell the peoples that Jesus is real. that the experience that he had and how Jesus helped him.
Mm.
He knew he was lying. I'm listening to the way he was talking. He knew he was telling a lie to the people.
Mm.
And he knew he was trying to fail something.
Yeah. On the dying bed, yeah. He was dying there.
Ooh, boy, I'm telling you, man, these people don't fear God.
Yeah,
but what did the angels say? They said the angels going to meet them face to face and say that they gonna ask them when they show them the fire.
Yeah.
So now, is this here what you want to deny? And they're going to see the fire. And then there's another part of the Quran where it said that Allah going to bring them face to face with a beast.
That's what it said.
Allah said you're going to bring them face to face with a beast. I said, Lord, how much?
Lord, how much?
This ain't nothing. This is real. It's time up. It's judgment day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time for you to tell the truth. If you want to go to hell, won't you tell the truth for your children
mm-hmm.
and for your grandchildren? Just tell the truth for them.
Right.
You know, tell the world the truth. You know that it's over with for me. You know, but I want to tell the truth for my children and my grandchildren. But that teaching of Christianity is a lie. God didn't have no son. Ain't no Caucasian son is God's son. That's a lie. Stand up and tell the truth. Be a man. And at least help your grandchildren. And God might have mercy on you.
Yeah.
You know, it says in Islam that you got people going to go right to the gate of hell
mm-hmm.
and do something or say something, and God going to forgive them.
That's right. Right there at the door.
Yeah, right there at the door. Allah is what? He's most merciful.
Mm-hmm.
Most merciful. So they got a chance. They got a chance. The truth, the lie, excuse me. If they're going to hold on to the lie and think God ain't real, let them hold on to it. Let them hold on to it. Let them try to argue with you, you know, and try to force something that don't even sound right, that don't have no logic to it. You know, trying to force it on you. You know, Jesus died for you for your sin. You know, and show Jesus as a Caucasian man on the cross dying with thorns in his head. He died for your sin. Like Agbar said. Seem like they killed him. don't look like he came there to die. Even in the Bible. The Bible, Jesus said, if thou will, take this bitter cup from me.
Mm-hmm.
If he know he was going to die, why did he plead like that to God? Asking God, if thou will, take this bitter cup from me. Jesus, in the Bible, is fleeing to God. He praying to God. He believe in God. And he's showing the world that he fear God. And that he worship God.
He's God. What God is he praying to, right?
Yeah. I mean, if he was God, he wouldn't be saying all that. They used to change his script. What do you say in the Bible? Because already what he's saying, it sounds like he believes in God.
That's right.
You ain't no God, brothers and sisters. If you hold on to that lie, I'm telling you, you hold on to losing thoughts. You're a loser. I'm like Mount Maybe. You're a loser. You just show enough loot. So, brothers and sisters, we thank you, and we thank Allah for this opportunity. It's 7:05, and we pray that we say something that would touch your heart, would touch your spirit, you know, touch your intellect, cut the light on something, you know. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. You got it, Agba.
As-salamu alaykum. I just want to compliment Brother Suja. First of all, with the law of name, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, I mean, there's no God creator, no God but Allah, one creator, Allah, of the heavens and earth and all in between the one creator of all systems of knowledge known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness the Prophet Muhammad, seal the prophets. Peace and blessings will ever be upon him. I just want to, I'm just so full and rejoicing of the things that I've heard. You know, it was really, really good. I like to, like I hear my brother say, good teaching, good preaching. Brother Suja just did some good preaching and some good teaching just now, and it just seemed so real and it so seemed like it's so easy, you know, for people to be able to understand. But it takes some longer than others. But we pray Allah that they can see the light too. But I just want to. Could you? I just wanted to just say it's like who was that to say that everything is out in the open now. There's nothing to hide. All the vows have been broken that they have been putting down, you know, putting out there, the untruth they've been. Johnny Taylor, yeah, Johnny Taylor sings that. But it's just true. Everything is out in the open now. They can't hide it anymore. And a lot of them are taking images down out of their churches, you know, and they're taking the crosses down and all. And they are being compliant, you know, to a lot of the things, those simple and easy things. They should be able to see now, and should be able to see the light, especially. So it's really amazing when you live from day to day and you strive to be a true believer, you know, strive to be a true believer, and you pay attention because you know that Allah has blessed you to see different things throughout your journey, you know, while you're on your journey. And a lot of us came through a lot of things and still now it's going through, you know, some things, but still at least we thank Allah much for blessing us to be Muslim. Pray that we be true believing Muslims and be able to teach someone else and share with someone else what we've learned during our journey and our travels. So I really appreciated those things, Brother Suja, that you said. I know you heard me laughing in the background, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be boisterous or loud, but I just, you know, the things just seemed to me to be so real and so simple until I just had to laugh, and they were so true in the way you were saying them, you know, Brother Suja, the way you were saying some of those things couldn't help from feeling, I couldn't help it. So please forgive me if I have disturbed anybody with my laughter, you know. And but it's true. I feel rejoiced. I really do. And my husband is telling me, okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Everybody else, please enjoy. Enjoy your message of concern sharing today like I'm enjoying it. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Next up the line is area code is 718.
It's Hajj.
Okay, oh, Sister Hajj. 4805, Sister Haji. Assalamu alaikum.
I was tickled to him out there because still y'all act like he didn't know that little Richard was dead.
He's dead.
He also calling off a couple of names. Who's the guy he was trying to think of that was a. Homosexual.
There's so many of them.
New York. I don't remember if they had an earring or something.
John DeVoco. He's married to a man. He's a homosexual. He's an open homosexual, but he married.
He's not a football player.
He's bisexual. I can't think of his name. You talking about the foot? You're not talking about the coach, Sujo. You're not talking about the player for the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, are you?
They had the red hair and stuff.
No, I ain't got the red. You're not talking about him, Suja.
Michael Strahan?
No, he's quarterback.
No, I'm not talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Now, I remember one of the Caucasians that I saw was sitting there up there with his partner. His name was Tone Sellett. Now, he's a big old guy.
Cowboy movie.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck. And you Jewish too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting up there with his partner, his lover. I say, ain't this a shame?
Yeah.
Because you know he has a program that comes on weekly, and they run it the entire day of Wednesday. I think it's blue blood like that.
That's it.
When he had lifted those homosexuals.
They're all over the place. And, you know,
all
thing you can do is speak truth. But little Richard was trying to say that he had changed his lifestyle
because
he was speaking at a seven-day vintage. He said he had changed his lifestyle. He said he didn't know. He tried to say he didn't know, but the worst thing about it, he's still trying to hold that image up. It's out in the open now, like my wife said. It's out in the open that image, when you find an African-American speaking up for the image, he's speaking up in the protection of keeping those people in power with that image.
A lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I remember that's Brother Amin. Right. I mean, when it first started coming out, Brother Amin tickled me, but he said, you drivers, you might as well get ready for them. They're coming out.
That's
a mess. And that big sister, I just can't, I mean, she's real funny and tell jokes, big, heavy, I mean, and she said that she's been married 5 years to that white girl.
Yeah, she played on Saturday night. She played on Saturday night, and she also played in Ghostbusters with the
Whoopi Goldberg.
No, this is a big sister play on Saturday
yeah,
Night Live, and she
yeah.
cracks jokes, and she makes fun of her looks, and she also played in Ghostbusters, where the female played the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah.
Your big,
yeah,
got big
that's
lips.
Her.
That's her.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you
we got
no, no, no. The history has been dominated by the Jacobites. History show that the world has been dominated by the Jacobite Jews that control Hollywood. And they always had a lot of them that were homosexuals. And a lot of these people wanted parts and to make movies, and big
yeah.
movies to make money. They had to sleep with those men or those
and
guys that were out.
Some sort of kind, I remember
so,
yeah.
that.
Now it's just more out in the open. It always
yeah.
been like that. You want a part, you have to sleep with certain people.
Wow.
But they got some
yeah.
over there. It's a lot of stars that you really don't want to hear about. Like you said, to play these tough guy parts and thug parts and superheroes. And then later on you find out the guy sleeping, done slept with so many different men. And
yeah.
one,
yeah,
get
married.
They suck there and
yeah.
here for that money. So I'm really surprised the first time I heard about that guy from Blue Bloods. He was come back from the 80s. He was a good-looking guy. I didn't know he was a Jew. I thought he was Irish or something like that because the Irish men usually dominate.
Home Phillips.
Yeah, they usually dominate the police department with the Irish because the Irish.
That's
why they used to call them the Irish crackers because they was down here to control us. The overseers
yes.
over us
yes.
slavery.
That's right.
So, and during the time when they were used as slave catchers to bring us back south when we were trying to go north, 4 pounds. So
yes.
I didn't know Selig was down with that. But, I mean, you know, like I said, a lot of guys, a lot of great actors that played tough guys and thug parts going back, you know, in the day and even up to the present. If they want
yeah.
their part, that's what they got to do. They got to
yeah.
check their morals and dignity at the door.
Wow. Push pride aside.
And they
yeah,
got
that's
to get good. Used for the money.
Yeah. Why,
the Jews and the Irish ruled the United States.
And see, the war that they got, what Allah says in the Bible, why gain the whole world and lose their soul?
Well, they don't believe. Like said, they don't believe.
Well, they get a chance to, like two y'all said, they get a chance to see what they missed, and they get a chance to ask that question, why do I believe what Allah said? Why did that happen to me? Well, they brought it on the mic.
You talk about Michael Strahan. He was a New York Giant pro star tackler with records and everything. I was so shocked and out of it when I heard about him, too.
Yeah, that's the one that built New York with that gap. He got a gap teeth
yeah.
in his front mouth.
Yeah.
They showed him with his partner. Tall brother. He showed him with his partner.
Yeah. So I seen it on the
What are you saying?
I seen it on my telephone when I was Googling something. And he came
that's where I saw it. That's where I saw it.
Yeah, I said, oh,
on my telephone.
I said, get out of here, all the ones. That want that man, he run around with men. Oh, Lord.
That's a man.
Yeah, man.
Can I ask a question?
Nice looking brother.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question as the brothers? How do you plan on approaching this on Dawah out there more than the regular way that you're doing it like you're doing now? You know, isn't there some other type of a strategy that you were going to maybe think of and to approach this a little bit deeper, but so smooth that they won't even know that they're being approached or being asked a question or being trying to be convinced that there's only one God, you know, and that this is abomination, what they're doing. You know, and
well,
it's just
funny.
And anything that's not pleasing to Allah is not pleasing to the people, to us. Anything Allah doesn't know. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Mubarak.
Go ahead.
I'm done.
No, that was my fault.
I'm done. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I apologize. People compromise for truth. And, you know, they take fear and money as their power. And, you know, you got to remember when the Yahudi told Allah once he changed the direction and gave the Arabs and chose Prophet Muhammad to take the lead, that Yahudi said that he's going to take over the world and control them. They're going to bring all the treasures to his foot. And he controlled these people for fear and money. So they don't. It made them disbelievers. The Imam said this world is made up of lies. The whole world is made up of a lie. So, you know,
yes.
Satan got this world disguised as a lie.
Yes.
And we
yes.
just, some of us is fortunate to have a better understanding of the teachings. And, you know, we got a lot of Muslims walking around, they blind. But we fortunate because we came under the teaching of Imam Muhammad. And for those who understand that language of W.D. Muhammad, can see. But some people that are Muslims that don't see or went to sleep or they left the teachings of the Imam. A lot of people left the teaching of the Imam and went to follow different people.
Mm-hmm.
Their eyes is closed. All they know is Arabic and how to and give you the salam.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't see the reality of the things that all the lies in this world. This world has been decorated by Satan with lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember we were taught too by Imam W.D. Muhammad, this world is just an illusion. This whole
yeah,
world is just
yeah.
an illusion. You know, can you imagine? Oh.
Well, that's the work of Satan. That's his job, to put you under a spell.
Mm-hmm.
That's his job. So, what, you know, the disbelievers are under a spell.
Mm-hmm. 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 Wow.
They don't think they got I had an answer to. But that money in Hollywood. That's why they chase all these fashion designers and high, you know, that highlight, that highlight.
Mm. Yeah, and then you look at some of them now and you know that they are rich from being actors and actresses, and but you remember them when they first got there. But and the appearance that they had, you know, and now you look at them now, they've took on a whole different appearance, you know, to me, facial appearance and ways about themselves. That's me saying, you know, thinking like this
yes,
is the way
you're
I'm.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right. The law said they will what you saying, come on, they'll get the phone. They'll change their nature.
Mm-hmm. And what's that they say they have now? A lot of them, they'll speak on a religion, and they'll speak on, they'll speak on Jesus being religion, they'll study Islam too, some of them. But then that's Illuminati. Illuminati has most of them, right, as far as being captured by the spells of the Illuminati. Is that true? Is that right or wrong? I'm trying to find out. I'm asking questions. Has anybody heard of that? Anybody know that about that?
I don't know nothing about it.
Hello. Oh, nobody. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Okay.
I turn it back over to my husband. I guess I've asked enough questions. I am enjoying
okay.
the night. You,
okay,
young husband.
We enjoy. And like I said, we're going to keep it rolling. And then we throw the business in there while we're talking. Because no matter what we come up with, after we come out of the wilderness, we still got to have a place to work. We still got to be able to trade. We still have to have imports. We still have to have good vegetables and good meat to eat. And the only way we're going to get that is like the only way we get this message out is from people that care like we feel the way we do. And I said it, because I'm saying that to say this.
which I said all praise are due to Allah, and we thank Allah for Imam Waristeen Muhammad for bringing this clear evidence and making it clear where we can see the way we see and where we can be able to respond. We're the only people in America that I know of, and you might know more than I do, more people, that is speaking about this image. It's speaking on the root problem in racism by holding God up. Speaking about what the Bible and the Quran is speaking about homosexual. We the only one, to me, that I know of is speaking against it. I hear no churches on Sunday standing up against that image. If a preacher probably did that, he would be well known among us if he stood up against that image. So we the only one that's trying to bring about the clarity coming from Scripture back to the people. To me, and that's why they had to put all these lies on us. They had to point to us as the problem. Huh? That's what they point to us. They said that we can have a good society is one for the Muslim. Now, Willie Lynch said this. He said that long you keep the African-American African away from Islam, you will have them for the rest of your life. And I bear witness that is a true statement. Long as people stay away from this, I got a daughter. She loves what we're doing, but she still wants to celebrate Christmas.
Sympathizer.
No, you can't play both sides of the fence. You either on one side or the other. You can't say that you believe in Allah and then go the way of a pagan. It's not going to work. It's going to bring real problems in your life. And I tell her that the reason you have an up and down life is because you're not taking God serious. You're not taking your Creator serious. Jesus Christ is not God. And most of our people claim to be scared of these people. And the reason they in this religion because they say they seen so many bad things about Islam. Now, if they were to study the history of Christianity and the people that brought us here, those people got a much worse record than we ever can come up with on human rights. Excuse me. On human rights. So they got a much worse record. They fear these people. They don't trust people that look like them as one or the other. And if we don't come out of that distrust, and the slavery taught us not to trust each other. Willie Lynch's program was to divide and conquer. And he was told that he told the slave master, in order for you to control them, you got to go with one slave woman, then have both of them in the house, go with the other slave woman, and then tell the other slave woman that the other slave woman said something about her, and then have them fighting each other, and you control everything they do.
And one had to be a lighter.
Yeah, so that they had that psychology that they still using on us. Still using and still mastering that psychology, and that is one reason we cannot come together. We have no trust for each other. We can open a bank called Trust Company tomorrow, and you see how many African Americans will come in there. And African Americans is hung up on this language, Black Lives Matter. And then I asked them, does it matter when I cut the TV on, why do everybody who look like African America is killing each other? Why they number one in purchasing stuff from other people who truly hate them and get rich off the hate they have for each other. We have for each other. Now, why would we buy from each other? We have proved that integration destroyed our power. Immigration brought us and made us think that we was coming along with people that we can look like them, act like them, and talk like them, and all of a sudden we became free with like they have.
Are you saying immigration or integration?
I'm talking about integration.
Integration?
Yeah.
Mixture.
Well, we lost everything we had. Yeah, we let people in come in, we invited them in, and because we weren't ready, because we invited them in, and we're looking at them as God, or the chosen people. So we took on the attitude we got to have their hair, their color, their eyes, even the way they talk, and any way they carry themselves. And that's what they showed us how to act. They showed us how to act through Oz and Harriet and Father Knows Best. They showed us how we're supposed to conduct our life. And they showed us Amos and Andy showed us how we're supposed to be acting as like subhuman beings. So they the one created this image in us, and they the one gave it to us. It wasn't the godly people. It was the people that had no respect for God. So I see somebody else in the queue. So let me bring them up.
Okay.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Good discussion. Good energy. All praise y'all to Allah.
All praise be to Allah.
I would just like to, alhamdulillah, you know, one of the things that I've always held kind of close to me is watching these games and how J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI and the CIA and all them people created them gangs about 1969, and that stuff has survived all these years since 69, 70. That's almost like 50 years. And you know, no history of the world where children have carried on something for 50 years. Children don't do that. Children, when you say 14, 15, 16-year-olds, carry on something for 50 years, that's impossible. That's not the nature of a child.
That's the nature
of a child is to be distracted. You could distract a child.
That's right.
You could distract a child easily. So it's being helped along by adults. It's been helped along by the FBI and the CIA. When Dr. King and Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the civil rights people was really, really challenging this country for freedom, for our freedom and everything. And they had to come up with something. They had to, the FBI, the CIA, Army Intelligence, Navy Intelligence, they had to come up with something to stop that righteous protest that we were doing. Righteous, that was a righteous, you know, protest that we was doing. And I was studying under a man named Dr. Ernie Smith, who was a pediatrician at Martin Luther King Hospital out here. And, and he used to track them gangs. And he came out here. He came out here originally from the Midwest because he was reading how so-called these African-American children was killing each other. He said, well, that's not really the nature of children at that time in the 60s to be killing each other. You know what I mean? Something. So anyway, he came out. He was interested. He came out here to California. And he started studying these gangs. And he used to go around to the school districts and to the PTA and to teachers groups and parent groups and everything. And he used to go around and tell them, he said, the kids ain't doing this. He said, the children are not doing this. You know what I mean? This is being done by adults. And what happened was that these so-called intelligence movements, they infiltrated or joined the local police departments. See, these local police departments are really the ones who control these neighborhoods. And they swooped up on a lot of youngsters, you know, anywhere from maybe 12 years old all the way up to 20, and scoop them up in these big sweeps that they was doing. They take them down to the police department. They mug them. They fingerprint them. and they find out where they live. You think? And this way they kept track of their neighborhoods. And this is the way how they fomented violence and animosity between these groups. Because that was the whole idea, is to set these two African-American groups that they had separated, that they had divided up, and get them to fight and kill each other. It's kind of like what you were saying a little while ago, Akbar. You said about these two women and how the slave master could
go at each other. You know what I mean? Well, that's what they did. It's always, you know, I mean, you know, they always say it's divide and conquer. You know, that's how that, you know, that's how that European did it, divide and conquer. And that's what they did. They came up with this scheme to create these bloods and create these Crips in our neighborhood, right when we was really, really coming with our righteous protest. And that's what I've been trying to write a book for a long time about that, but it's hard. It's hard. Because I have a map. It's a movie called Bastards of the Party. Bastards of the Party. And in this book, in this documentary, they have a sketch of LAPD gang territory. And they had all these neighborhood gangs sectioned off by neighborhoods. In other words, LAPD, they knew this is where the bloods was. This is where the, you know, different, you know, names of these bloods, different names of these Crips. And this is how they used to go out, and they had some of them evil ones like these Nazis and the Klansmen on the police force to go out there and keep this stuff going. They go out there and shoot or beat up a child from one neighborhood and blame it on the other neighborhood. And when they take these children down to the police department, they are completely under the control of the police department. If you're in jail, you're in the county jail. You know what I mean? They have a blood section in the jail, and they have a Crip section in the jail. That's how they do it, see? They have Crips on one, you know, and this is how, you know, they're showing you right there how they can manipulate things, how they can manipulate. See, and this is continued for a great deal of time. And this is where we get crime from, you know what I mean? And then they came along.
Yeah.
And with that crack cocaine, you know, they flooded the neighborhoods through these gangs. They armed these gangs, so these gangs had guns and bullets and everything, you know what I mean, and dared you to say anything to them. And Pre-Ray Ricky Ross and Oliver North was the Marine, the so-called Marine, who was fighting the communists a lot. They was all lacing their pockets with that cocaine money, you know, the crack money that these children was getting, and they had these people. The CIA knew it.
The whole thing is against us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Alhamdulillah. So this is where it's from. You know, and it's a blessing from Almighty God that we could even bring it out, you know, because it ain't over yet. You know, our people got to learn. Our people got to wake up. Mm-hmm. People got to learn, and they have to wake up and know that the manipulation that these people, starting from that image, you know, an image in their, you know, looking like them, you know what I mean? And they manipulate. They manipulate, you see, and they you know, keep this stuff going, and then they have control over these record companies, and these record companies put all this filthy filthy music out about killing the NIG and doing this to the NIG and all like that, and selling dope to the people and all like that, and dancing off it, make pretty music off of it, but then dancing off our destruction,
mm-hmm.
our destruction as a people. So we have to be aware, and we have to, talk to our people and wake up our people that Imam Muhammad say, you know, we have to learn to think deep.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to think deep. We just can't have, surface knowledge. We got to have deep knowledge, you know,
mm-hmm.
and how these people do us and did us and do us, you know, as a people. And alhamdulillah. So I turn it back over to you, brother. I gotta take care of something. But
Thank you, brother. Good program.
Yes,
so
sir.
Much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you, man. Allah continue to bless you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Okay, we're rolling tonight. Where we got Brother Ibrahim in the queue and bringing him out. Brother Ibrahim, Imam Ibrahim. From Atlanta, Georgia.
Can I say something before we bring Brother Imam Ibrahim on? Please, Brother Imam Ibrahim, I'm just full of questions tonight, you know.
Come on.
Alhamdulillah, you know, I'm just glad that I'm here to be able to ask questions and to think, you know. Because, you know, thinking benefits the thinker. I was just wondering when the Brother Imam was talking about the gangs and everything, and, you know, there has to be a beginning, you know, of everything for it to get started, you know. And I'm wondering, I know he mentioned about the CIAs or the FBIs and the way the strategies that they use, you know, with manipulation and manipulating the minds of the people and the young people. But where did they get that first hook? You know, from the beginning, and I've noticed that, where did I read that from? Some times ago, there were always a group of people who always felt that they had the upper hand. Not talking about different complexed people now. I'm speaking on people in general. You know, even if it was a Chinese group, you know, they had a group of people that would take advantage of the other groups that were there in China that seemed to have been poor. They thought were poorer than they were. So they would take their hard-earned money from cooking, you know, and in their restaurants and stuff like that. And if they didn't make their payments at a certain time, you know, they called that a black market or something like that, Chinese black market or something like that. And then when they got to us, our young females and males, how they just got a hold of it and grabbed it, and it was one of the worst things in the horrible actions that they take, you know what I'm saying? The hard actions, almost something like the mafia, or something like that. I remember when I was in New Jersey with the mafia and all that stuff. But it just never stopped. Like what I mean said, you know, it's still around, it's still here. Some of those things are still here. It's just keeping a low profile right now. But in addition to that, what about our babies, and what about our children that are still coming up, you know, under these conditions, because they're going to have to notice them. They will have to notice them. They're going to be approached at some time or another due to their home life, you know, separation of the mother and the father, and the poor standard of living conditions, all this sort of thing, you know, and the drugs, the children think they can sell the drugs to have a better living better living conditions, all. But the idea and the mentality that they have of taking each other's lives, even their own people, you know, roughing them up and killing them and feeling no remorse, and just going after family members, you know, if they can't seem, that's not enough vindiction, you know.
They haven't been vindictive enough to get the ones who caused them a problem, maybe, or not dissatisfied them. Then they're gone with the family members. They don't care if they're children or grandparents, you know, or parents or what have you. And I'm just wondering, has study been done for the mentality? You know, I know they say some of them want to belong. They're trying to find get in where they fit in, you know, and there was a lack of the bringing up or the fatherly concern and love there for the boys, you know, that were home and raised by the mothers, you know. They wanted to find the love or wanted to belong to, like, family, and they felt that the gang members were families when they took them under their wings, you know what I'm saying, and let them belong to someone. Okay. I don't want to talk or use too much. I'm just on that road tonight, really, really thinking. I pray nothing is going to happen, you know, nothing tragic we already had happen. But I just wonder how they got that embedded in their heads, you know, to even just destroy each other physically. Mentally is bad enough with the drugs and everything that they have, but physically fighting each other and killing up each other, even the babies and all. It's just really something that I can't seem to bring out or find a reason, any kind of reason for that. I say, I'm alaikum. Thanks for the time.
Okay.
Most of these things come from TV influence and back to movie influence. Listening to these rappers, they had these gangs that used to call themselves Junior Mafia. They rappers, and they call themselves John Gotti and all that stuff. If y'all familiar with John Gotti? So all they get influenced by these guys that flashing wealth, you know, money. Like you said, when you see people, money has a lot of influence on people and power. And because of the teaching of the Elijah Muhammad has faded out in terms of black man or black woman having respect for themselves, it got to the point where they just go all out and don't care who they hurt or kill. That's their color. They're not your people, because you got to remember what Talon said about Noah when his son, he said, this is one of mine. He said, no, he's not. If they're not in the likeness of behavior and character, then they're not one of you. And they don't have. And you got to also remember the moral conditions. It's not moral. It's money over morals for them. Mm-hmm. So they done haven't been raised in homes like your generation, Mr. Zaire, or people older, where we had moral and love concern for a fellow human being, and we've seen our people suffer, so we didn't want to hurt one another. These kids today, they got so much opportunity to get wealth in so many kinds of ways, whether it's legal or illegal. And, you know, they just give them the green light to say or do anything they want. And they don't really have strong mothers.
Right.
Strong mothers are absent from the home. And I'm not talking about because women are going to work and getting equality, and you got doctors, lawyers, now you got somebody, the vice president. So all that's good. Mm-hmm. And a woman is that strong. But she had to be also strong at home. And I'm not just talking about on that high level, like our vice president or other governors and mayors and congresswoman. I'm talking about women that's on grassroots. The woman that's out there taking her child to school and hoping that he can have a better life than her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these women are whining and crying. They got one baby. you know, I mean, I'm not saying they have to do like the mothers of our generation, 10, 12 children, but they whining and crying with one baby. What is that? Come on, you're trying to make this woman strong again.
Mm-hmm.
The woman got to be strong to deal with these influences out here. What are you sitting out crying about one baby? And these what woman had 24 children, 14 children, 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. That should be unacceptable. The woman got to be stronger today. And you were talking about these shy locks and strong-armed people that take cuts of people's money. Y'all used to call them shy locks and one of the guys that loan sharks, they come there and they say, this is how much money they want if you're gonna make money in their neighborhood. That mafia, mm-hmm. strong hand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, they learned that from, and it was a particular guy, I'm not going to mention his name, he is because there were so many of them. But you know from one of the movies that Denzel Washington played, one of the actors, but with quite a few African-American brothers that was big time mafia drug lord.
Yeah.
They learned from and they came to Philly too. No, you from Georgia.
Yeah.
They came to Philly too. That's why Wallace was so aware, W.D. Mahone was so aware, because they came to Philly too, pushing that dope and that gangsterism.
Mm-hmm.
That them guys learned in jail through the mafia. Certain people that was mob figures that was locked up introduced some of these African-American people how to build a crime family,
right.
And how to deal with them, and taught them how to deal with people. And they gave them money and drugs to bring it to Harlem,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they did.
All right, well, thank you, Brother Mubarak. Okay, thank you so much. We all got something to add. Let me hear from Brother Ibrahim Abdullah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ibrahim.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, you got it.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope the bad words will testify. Nothing deserves to worship except Allah alone. We have no associates, no partners. And I want to bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his last servant. He's the last prophet, the seal of all the prophets. So we don't need any prophets no more. Everything has already been completed with Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad lived to see his mission fulfilled. That was the Quran. He didn't pass it after the Quran was revealed. We got everything in the Quran that we need, not only to build a society, but to also change one. And the best way to change one is the one that we're in. And Allah says in the Quran that he destroyed gangs like them a long time ago, so we ain't got to worry about that. Everybody got a number. Whatever field they're in, they got a number in their field. But let me say this. The way we were brought up, we come up out of the 40s and the 50s and 60s. It's no excuse today why we don't still have the same principle. And the women today need the principles that we was governed by and lived by back then. They need that. Because the women back then, I must admit, they were strong. Our grandmothers, when they said something to you, they said it one time. Sometimes they just look at you, and you knew what that look meant. Now, why is that not put forward in our neighborhoods, in our families, today? We know about the drug scene, but you know what? What I'm really saying is this. All those things can come back if one thing happened. Let me mention that one thing. All those things, all the principles that we have, they can come back. But what happened that we dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you how we dropped the ball. Why don't we still have Talim on Sundays? When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad started, when Imam Muhammad come in, what did he say? He said, this is the best day. Sunday was the best day because people are not occupied with jobs, trying to make money. This is the day they kind of get a rest. And we, back then, Allah blessed us when we had the temples, and he unleashed your Imam Muhammad. They would leave church and come to the masjid. So that's why I said we don't drop the ball. Because when we had people coming like that, that's how we was able to get inside the houses or the home that they lived in and help bring about change. Okay, that don't exist no more. Right? Okay, so now what's going to happen? The senseless principle, is rolling back down the hill. We made it all the way to the top with that principle. Respect, love for each other, honor each other, honor our mothers and our fathers. We lived that. But like I say, we dropped the ball. So now when you tell me we don't have talent, what you tell me is that we don't follow Imam Wadi Muhammad, those that don't have it. Because Imam Muhammad said it himself, quote, not paraphrasing, I did not change that. We always had it on Sunday. Look at the Ramadan session. Look at the convention. We had on weekend. But the main focus was that Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Imam Muhammad said he never changed. So who changed it? Where did change come in at? The change came in with the same one that came in with us, but they didn't come in to enhance the community. They come in to hold us at bay. They come in to hold us hostage. That's what they came in for. And it still exists today. But they don't got more broader with it now because even Muhammad is gone. Yeah, physically. But spiritually, he's still right here with us. And we the ones that got to bring the changes back. See, what brings the changes back to the people is sensible teachers. Teachers not above the people's head. Teaching to the head, not above it. We will give people better ideas, greater ideas. We had preachers come and ask for one imam that came out of Texas. He was in Detroit, Imam Muhammad sent him there, Isaiah Kareem. He would never be at the masjid on Sunday. Every now and then, he would tell me to do the talim because the church wanted him. You see what kind of influence we had?
Yes.
So, don't tell me we can't have it today because we can. But we are not together. We're not together. I don't care how many assalamu alaikum you give. I don't care about alhamdulillah you give. We are not together. And the only thing that changed thing is unity. That we don't have no more. Because these guys playing God on the roster now. They not bringing the message that Allah blessed with from Prophet Muhammad through the Quran and down to the tapestry of Imam Wadi Muhammad. Everything he gave us, why we don't have it today? Why we're not influenced by what he brought us? Why? And we talking about all the thing that's going on to the society now, how our children are killing each other. When we were the Nation Army came up to the 80s with Imam Muhammad, we control our neighborhood. I'm talking about the Muslims. That's how much respect the people have for us. The police will come to us if there's going to be parties in the neighborhood and let us know, please kind of keep the party down. Don't let nobody get out of hand and hurt. They will come to us. Not no more. Because we had a message for them, and they love the unity that we had. The unity has got many people, when they came to visit our temples or masjids, they seen the unity that we had, and that's what they wanted to be a part of. They didn't want to be a part of the crap that we see in the street right now, but we're absent. We're not out there no more. We're not there no more. We got to make a drastic 360-degree cycle change. If we want to save our children's lives, the young ones out there, even the old ones, middle age, we're going to have to unite, put up a united front, and bring back the teachings of Al-Quran to the people, because the Prophet Muhammad brought the Quran to a savage nation. And look where it's at today. Look what that message did today. That message reached from there all the way over here. And you know, in America, they had the borders in America was shut off for a long time. They didn't let people just come in here. But Islam came in here. Allah made it where Islam would come. King Faisal, this is Chicago. And everybody's sitting on the floor, and Imam Muhammad was addressing the people. He asked King Faisal to come up to ask him to say to the people. He said, what? He said, brother. He said, no. He said, I'm probably sitting right here on the floor where I'm at. He said, I came to hear you. Now, what did that do your soul when you hear stuff like that from people who were born in this religion? I come to hear you. All the information we got from people like him, I met one from Egypt that knew Muhammad. When they come over in America, they came to Imam Muhammad's community to hear his imam, up under him, lecture. And one out of Egypt traveled around. He said, this is what we've been looking for. He said, y'all are the ones that the people, the world is waiting on. And what are we doing now? What are we doing?
All right,
brother. We playing games.
All right, brother.
We are not really sincere with the religion of Islam that Allah blessed us to come in contact with through email.
Okay.
I'm going to pause right here.
Close with prayer.
Okay. I want to be laughing in the shaitan of Jean. I seek protection from Allah from that which makes man forget and woman forget.
What do you mean?
Our Lord, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us, and from your presence grant us mercy. Amen.
Amen. Let me say this before she cut us off. BUII meeting is tomorrow morning from eight to nine, and we are doing all the things we can do to build a new society. And it's hard to get them. And the number is 712-770-4856, and the exit number is 749-746. That's BUII. We have to have a community, and Allah tell us, let us know that not that we stop being Muslim until we fell into the wrong environment. So we got to make a better environment to live in, because Satan is definitely controlling this environment. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. That's right, brother. But it's our time now. Don't make no mistake.
Yes,
sir. It's our time.
Y'all can keep talking, because you might let you stay on a little while if you want to.
Well, I'll continue, because what
okay.
I'm saying, we got to come together. We just can't keep on talking about. I'm not talking about us on the line tonight. I'm talking about all these imams. I'm challenging every last one of them, starting in Georgia first, and go forward. Now, the brother listened to me up there in Chattanooga. They finished start Talim on Sundays now. Brother, ma'am, he said, you're right. This is where we fell off at. Look at the impact we had. And look at the influx we have people coming into religion. They didn't do but coming. They came every week if they didn't join. They still came every week just to listen to the message. Why we don't have that influence today? Something wrong. And that's what we got to get back to. We got to get back to what Imam Muhammad left us. That's what we got to get back to. And we know what he left us, which is the Quran, and the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet through his tafsir. If what Muhammad brought changed the whole world with Islam, we can do it too. I'm going to let you come in, Agma.
Ask him, my boss.
Okay, then ask him. Love, wake, Bob. Thank you so much. And don't forget tomorrow when you come back, we have the discussion on how we can save our children and do a better job in preserving them from the gang, and how can we bring the people in that we know that we can be a influence in helping them be for good mothers and fathers.
What are we going to tell them about
Christmas to celebrate this coming up? What are we going to tell them about Christmas and all the other lines going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, well, see, what you and I just laid out, and Sister Diane, we laid out the plan. All we have to do is bring back Talim on Sunday. That's our first step. That's what we need to do. Bring back Imam Muhammad's program completely like he had it and fulfill the mission.
Yes, sir. We can do that. That is one of the things. But since tomorrow night is one night, we want to try to emphasize and bring it back to the children because we're getting we're doing Imam W.D. Muhammad's teaching, and we know we got to get back to that. And that's going to take, you know, some doings from everybody. But the children, they are not given that kind of time. We have to teach them, yes. But when times come like this, when it's time for Christmas, we're going to have to let those children know something. And we're going to have to get some questions from them and try to teach them something to start with them, beginning with them, with these Christmas and these toys, these Santa Claus and all this sort of things, little things that they can understand right now. We got to start with them, you know, and then, and you know, because you understand what I'm saying, brother, ma'am?
Yes, I agree.
I really
yes,
think
I
that
agree.
We, in addition to all respect to what you're saying as well, you know, but in addition to that, we, since this is the Christmas, we can emphasize, do a lot of emphasizing too, yes, on this about with the children. Help them.
Yes, I agree. You know, just like Mr. C, back in during the time, Nation Army and even Imam Muhammad, when we would teach on this subject every year, we would take the people to the scripture that they believe in and show it to them in these scriptures where it's forbidden.
True.
We're not doing that.
Okay. With that, as well as what's going on with today, this is a different day, a different time, new world, new people, new things being presented to them. We have to bring it to them like that, you know.
Yes.
I've got everything ready. So I need to call them, and I need to call, what you call them? I got a thing.
Who's
it?
Brother Muhammad talking about calling them.
Oh. As-salamu alaykum.
Some presenters, if we can get somebody to come on the program tomorrow night, you know, and whether it be Christian, Jew, Muslims, Hindu, whatever, you know, and give some input about this situation that at hand, the Christmas celebration that they're about, you know, I think that would be a little helpful, too. I've tried to get presenters. More the merrier.
We got a big challenge right now. They're so deep and leading into that celebration now. Everybody, like, you know, trying to get their spirit up, to enjoy that falsehood.
Their so-called holiday. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to tell them. To them, this is like, you know, I mean, Jesus, the Easter supposed to be the most important holiday. So, of course, the reality of Christmas is their most important because they ready to have some cheers. You know what I mean by cheers? That alcohol and everything else. You got Christmas and New Year's coming right behind it. Hell, they ready to they getting their champagne and alcohol and everything ready. So, you know,
they ain't getting that ready. Yes, sir. Don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off. Yes, but I just feel like I feel like this is a better time as any to tell the children about it, you know, and tell the truth so they'll know the difference. You know, maybe when next year comes, they'll know the difference in the lie and the truth. They'll begin.
Yeah,
they will begin to know the difference. Not that there's going to be anybody that's going to be so gung-ho on trying to tell them the difference because of their spirits and all that stuff that they've got, you know, going for them or they think they have going for them for these so-called holidays. But still, this would be a good time to tell them about it so they can be able to differentiate between truth and the lie.
Well, you know, you're going to change. The reality is you're putting a damper on what they're looking forward to because they're looking for toys.
I'm
big.
Sorry. I'm not going to change the reality. How would that change the reality?
They're looking for toys. They're looking for that big difference and that big gap that they've been conditioned to.
But then, too, there's some children that who are not going to get any toys.
They children. Most of them don't most of them don't care about what's true and what's a lie. They're only looking for some happiness.
Who is that? You talking about the children?
I said adults. I said the children.
Okay, you talking about the children. Well, then, too, you know what? I'll use myself as an example. Yes. I was raised a Christian in a Baptist church. Then I had some primitive Baptists. And then I had some Church of God in Christ. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Sanctified and all that. But still, a lot of Christians, I didn't get anything because I was raised by my grandmother, and we were poor. So I didn't get anything. Even though, yes, the reality was there. They were making eggnog. They were making custard. They were drinking. They were dancing. They were playing music. Because my grandmother's birthday was Christmas Eve. So, you know, and they liked to party, you know, and stuff like that. But I was young, and I still remember a lot of Christmas. I didn't get anything. And a lot of Easter, I did not get a new outfit to go to church to say my little speech. You know.
I came out of family 14. A lot of our stuff came from either rummage sales or whatever. So I wasn't looking forward for a whole lot of nothing at Christmas until I got age to go to work. And I wasn't raised in a church. I didn't have Jesus in my face or no crosses and all that. My mother and father was claiming to be Baptist or whatever. My father didn't waste time around churches and stuff like that. He didn't care too much for people sitting around talking. My father was a worker, so he always stayed on the job somewhere else. He didn't worry about church, and neither did my mother. She was a Sunday school teacher when she was a child, and she used to send us to church on Sunday school on Sunday, and that was it. Father being in the church 7 days a week or talking about Jesus as our Lord, they never dictated that to us in our house. We, you know,
that's
so,
a lot.
I was raised more or less raised on outside influences. What'd you say?
I said, that's alhamdulillah then. You didn't have to put up with that. I did.
Right. I was very fortunate. And they were from Georgia, you know, Savannah. And like I said, you know, I didn't I was raised on, you know, like everybody else, TV and outside influences. But I never had no interest in God or nothing like that. So I had some challenges out there, but alhamdulillah. I wish everybody well, the disbelievers and everybody else. I hope they become believers too. So, you know, I'm just saying, those are some challenges.
Some will, some won't. But we can reach the ones that maybe will. It's Allah make Muslims anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Only
I'm down here in Fort Valley, and I'm looking at all, it's not the most, let's say, built up neighborhoods, but they one thing they got all their lights and trees looking like, man, I mean, like Fifth Avenue or Madison Avenue somewhere. They got it looking good. If you was into that, you'd be.
So and you know what? I love pretty things, pretty houses, pretty furniture, pretty clothes, pretty everything, you know, and I like pretty lights, and I do. And I used to go, I remember when I was in New Jersey, we had an area called Vauxhall. And we used to ride out there because it was snow and everything. We'd ride out there just to look at the homes that were decorated with all these lights. They would have contests. They would have contests, too. Contests on the best one. But I like the lights. I'm just there celebrating no Christmas.
So you know what you can do? Doing that.
I guess you better get off the phone now. That's our signal. Like they used to say, you don't have to go home, but you got to leave. We don't have to shut down everything, but we got to shut down this Blog Talk Radio show. So we're going to wind it up. And we love everyone, and we have to stay together, pray together, play together, you know, and get the work done that we got to get done. Everybody safe. Brother Imam, I'm going to turn it over to you, had he not.
Huh?
Had Akbar turned it over to you, or was this the conversation going on at the time now? Because it closed out, right? Everybody closed out. Okay.
Yeah, I'll close it out.
Okay, so it's 9:15. We want to give Brother Amin this respect. I mean, he is being very lenient, and we appreciate him. And yes, and we love him for his kindness. He's a very kind man. Yes,
okay.
His kindness. Very kind and very considerate and very concerned about us. So that's a good thing. That's alhamdulillah. And we're going to say, be safe, everybody, and be careful of the COVID, that strong strand is coming. And assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.